You're walking this direction over here. So, Lord, we just step in. Hallelujah. Let's sing that again. I called, you answered. Hallelujah.
I called, you answered.
This morning. Glory, glory. Yeah, let's get the lights on. We're going to dig into the word this morning. Amen. Is everybody ready for the word? Hallelujah. What a beautiful time in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look at a neighbor. Let's say, every day a blessing day. Every day a blessing day. Find someone else. Say, every day a blessing day. Every day a blessing day. Hallelujah. God is good. He wants to show himself strong to us every day. Glory to God. So, Father God, as I start into this word, Lord, that you will be with us this morning. Lord, that it will be the Holy Spirit speaking to us today, that this will be a word from the throne of God. And we receive it now by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn over to Psalms 68:19. A couple of Wednesdays ago, I spoke on the blessing and favor. And it was good to figure out what favor had to do with it. It was a good word. And so God has just been stirring up in me more of this blessing. And I started just meditating on Psalms 68:19. And I'll read that in a second once everybody's there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's see here. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. The word daily kept on sticking out to me. That word daily. And as I read through other scriptures, that word daily kept on popping out. And so, man, so we're going to do a little study on that word daily this morning. And every day, a blessing day. Amen. So blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. So I looked up loads. I looked up the definition of loads. It means brimming, bursting, chocked full, crammed, crowded, filled, full, jam-packed, stuffed, and heaped. Amen. So if we read that again, blessed be the Lord who daily loads, who daily packs us, stuffs us, heaps on us benefits. Hallelujah. Okay, so the next thing I looked up, benefits. All right, benefits, all right. Something that produces good or helpful results, effects that promote well-being. Hallelujah. How many has a job that has a benefit package? We get days off, sick days, whatever. Yeah, we look, that's the first thing that happens is we look at that benefit package. All right, when's my next raise going to be if they have that calculated in there? Okay, let's see, how many sick days do I have? How many, you know, those kind of things. We look at those things. We need to be looking at that with in the body of Christ, with our salvation, hallelujah, in Jesus. He tells us, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Okay, Lord, if you're loading me with benefits, then what are those benefits? Glory to God. Amen. Another definition for benefit is advantage and favor. It's so good. It's so good. God is so good. He brings those things out, advantage and favor. Amen. Every day a blessing day. So I started looking up, okay, Lord, benefits. So what are some other scriptures to kind of hold that up to? What are our benefits? Let's go into Psalms 103. Hallelujah. It's one of my favorites. Psalms 103. This should get you excited. We should be seeing, okay, yes, he has provided salvation for us, but oh, he has so much more. So much more. We're living life and to the full. Amen. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And I'm reading out of this King James Version this time. Sorry, you can keep the New King James up there, but I just like the King James Version for this one. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. Again, Psalms is telling us there's benefits out there. We need to figure out what these are. And it says, forget not all his benefits. So he wants us to know these benefits and forget them not. We need to know them so much that we know them inside and out. Hallelujah. Forget not all his benefits. And then he goes in and he lists them for us. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Amen. Who needs some forgiveness in this place? Amen. We all do. Glory to God. We need the blood of Jesus on us. Glory. Who healeth all our diseases. Hallelujah. Who needs healing? We all need healing. Glory to God. We need to be walking in health and wholeness all of our days. Verse 4 says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Glory to God. We need some redemption. Hallelujah. Maybe life hasn't, you know, been going the way that you needed to go. There needs some redemption. Lord, I've been walking this way, and now I need to be over here. We can call on that redemption. Hallelujah. He redeemeth thy life from destruction. Glory. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Amen. Not only does he redeem us, but he crowns us. We have that honor of that loving and kindness and that mercies that everybody else can see. That's what a crown does. They go, wow, who's that? They can see that crown upon our head. That is that loving kindness and mercies. And glory to God, I know that mercies, I know I need mercy. Glory to God. Verse 5. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things. Glory. He wants us to have good things. He wants us to be enjoying good things. Amen. Satisfies us with good things. There's a difference between having a little taste of something, but when you're satisfied with it, hallelujah, that goes back to being loaded. Look to your neighbor and say, you're loaded. You're loaded. We're loaded in this place. Amen. We're loaded with good things. Amen. Thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And I confess that over me. Hallelujah. Thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. There is a time when you might be walking through something that is hard, that is difficult, that you have been wronged. There is a time that our Father God, who is a good judge and walks in righteousness, stands up and corrects the wrong that was done. Hallelujah. Because he is a good father and he is our father. Just like a good father, when this reminds me of when I was growing up with my sister, and there'd be situations, and then dad would have to step in and say, okay, no, you do this, you do that. And he was a good, righteous judge in that situation. And that's what God is wanting, you know, to do in our life. And he says, this is one of our benefits. He can step in when we have been wrong, when there's things that have not been done right to us. And Satan tries to pull some things over on our life. And we can stand up and say, Lord, you executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. And you stand on that word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So our benefits, forgiveness. He heals, he redeems, crowns us with loving kindness and mercy, satisfies us, execute righteousness and judgment on our behalf. Hallelujah. Those are just some of the benefits. We're going to go into a little bit more into those benefits, but he loads us daily, daily, hallelujah, every day a blessing day, every day a blessing day, glory to God, and he loads us with those benefits, amen. Let's go into Matthew 6:11. This is where Jesus is actually teaching his disciples to pray, and I just want to look at one portion, because I have a lot of scriptures this morning, and there's this just one verse, Matthew 6:11, and he goes through the different things. But there's one portion in here. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. So Jesus is talking to the disciples, showing them how they need to be praying, what they need to be asking God for. And it's give us this day our daily bread. So Jesus is telling us that we are supposed to receive something from God every day. And this is symbolic of provision. obviously, because yes, I mean, having bread every day would be wonderful. We don't necessarily want to do that. It's not, I mean, we need to be thinking about vegetables too, right? Not just bread, but but it's symbolic of provision. We need to be expecting provision every day from the Lord. And we see that right here in red letters, Jesus speaking, hallelujah, give us this day our daily bread. He's teaching the disciples. We need to be asking God daily, every day, for daily bread, for our provision for our life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For blessings. Every day, a blessing day. We need to be looking for it. We need to be seeking it out. And we need to be recognizing it when it does happen. And we're saying, hey, this is a blessing from the Lord. Hey, this didn't just happen. This is a blessing from the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Deuteronomy 11:18. Amen. Glory to God. He's so good. God is so good. Deuteronomy, let's see, 11:18. Sorry, did I say it backwards? Deuteronomy 11:18. Was he trying to look for it? I'm not sure. Oh, gosh, sorry. Deuteronomy 11:18. Wonderful. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart. Again, it's telling us, study this. Put this in your heart. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand. And they shall be as a frontlet between your eye. You shall teach them to your children. Glory to God. That is a command. You shall teach them to your children. Speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up, amen, and you shall write them on the doorposts of the house and on your gates. They need to be everywhere. Hallelujah. That your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them. In the days, oh, sorry, like the days of heaven, like the days of the heavens above the, oh gosh, I'm messing it up. Can we go back one? Like the days of the heavens above the earth. And one translation says, like days of heaven on earth. Hallelujah. Like days. So daily, daily loads us, like days of heaven on earth. There should be a point in our life that we are walking in these benefits, in the blessing of the Lord, that it is like days of heaven on earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We should see these things so much because he loads it upon us daily. Amen. That we should be seeing these things every day. Hallelujah. Not that, not only that, but we should be showing our children, hey, this was a blessing from the Lord. Hey, did you see what this happened? And having that daily conversation in our house. Hallelujah. So they will see the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Every day should be a blessing day. Glory to God. So let's look a little bit more about what the blessing looks like. So this is going a little bit more into the blessing. Let's go to Galatians 3:14. So what is this thing that we keep on referring to as the blessing? Hallelujah. We're not going to go too in-depth. It's so, so good, though, to be able to research this out. The blessing of the Lord. Galatians 3:14. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. What is this blessing of Abraham? What is this? Let's go over to Genesis 12. We're going to see what God placed on Abraham's life, because obviously in the New Testament, he told us about this blessing of Abraham, and how it's available for us. So we need to see what that looks like. Genesis 12. Amen. Glory to God. Now in Haran, the Lord said to Abram, go for yourself, and I'm reading out of the Amplified, please. Now in Haran, the Lord said to Abraham, go for yourself for your own advantage, away from your country, from your relatives and your father's house, to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you with abundant increase of favors and make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing, dispensing goods to others. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's a lot in there. We see again the word advantage. In verse 1, we see again the word advantage that goes back to the word favor, that goes back to the word benefit. Hallelujah. That he daily loads us with benefits. Amen. Not only that, but we see the word favor in verse 2 with abundant increase of favors. And I will bless you. Hallelujah. With abundant increase of favors. Glory to God. And we're going to get to the second portion of this verse 2 in a little bit. But let's go over to Genesis 13. And let's see from when God said that to Abram. He was Abram at this time. And let's see what happens by the second chapter. Genesis 13. Then Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, to the south. Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. The blessing was taking place. Amen. The blessing was activated. Hallelujah. And I call that loaded, by the way. He was loaded. Amen. There's one minister described the blessing like this. It's the empowerment to prosper. Hallelujah. That's available to us. Glory to God. It's the empowerment to succeed. Glory to God. And anytime you see the blessing activated, I mean throughout the Bible, you'll see these things partaking in their life. Empowerment to prosper. Empowerment to succeed. Empowerment to excel. That means to accelerate. It is the empowerment to increase and multiply. The empowerment to rise above what is trying to hold you back or keep you down. Glory to God. So let's look at the end of Abram's life. Now by this time, he's Abraham. Let's go to Genesis 24. Glory, glory. So let's see at the very end of this blessing being activated. And he had some ups and downs. He had to walk through some things. He had to trust God. Genesis 24:1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. All things? All things? All things. Wow. So if we go back and we think about what these benefits are, he was blessed with forgiveness. Oh, we know that. We can't go into Abraham's whole life right here this morning. Forgiveness? Hallelujah. Healing? Glory to God. Abraham even believed when he was told by God to sacrifice his son Isaac, he even believed that God would raise him from the dead. Hallelujah. So he was activating that benefit of healing. Redeems. Oh, man, glory to God. If we even think about what Abraham and Ishmael, the son that he was not supposed to have, and he tried to do it his own way, and tried to, you know, God gave him a word, but he did it another way, and he had Ishmael, and wow, but we see the redemption of God through that. How God said, that's okay, I'm going to take care of them. Don't worry about them. I still need you to do what you need to do. And we're going to do it the right way this time. Redeemed him. Hallelujah. Crowned with loving kindness and mercy. He satisfied Abraham. Hallelujah. And there were times when he executed righteousness and judgment on Abraham's behalf. Amen. Abraham knew those benefits. He walked in those things. And it says the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Hallelujah. And guess what? We're going to be blessed in all things too. As we walk through this walk with Christ and in our Christian walk with the Lord and getting into the Word and following what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do daily. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because every day is a blessing day. Amen. Let's go to Galatians 3:14. And this is in the Message translation. The Message. This is what God... Oh, sorry. I'll wait for you. Because I really like how this says this. All right. This is what God had in mind all along. The blessing he gave to Abraham might extend to all nations through the anointed one. Hallelujah. Jesus. And we are the beneficiaries. We are the heirs of this promise of the Spirit that comes only through faith. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Glory to God, the anointed one. It was extended to all nations. It's extended to us. Let's go to Psalms 3:8. This is good. I love digging into the Word. Amen. Building ourselves up. I would just like to say, if you guys weren't here for the Wednesday message that Ricky gave, it was good. It was a strong word. It got you. It was like a shot in the arm. It got you ready to go. We're moving as one unit. It was so good. Hallelujah. Psalms 3:8. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Glory to God. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Do we have any of God's people in this place? Amen. Hallelujah. Guess what? His blessing is upon you. Because that's what the Word of God says right here. You can't get away from it. It says the blessing is upon thy people. And I love that word, upon. It's upon us when we go in the grocery store. It's upon us when we go, you know, here and there in our job, when we walked in here, when we walk out of here, when we go into our house. It is upon us. The blessing of the Lord. Glory to God. The same blessing that was on Abraham. The same blessing that was on Abraham. And he loads us with benefits. Glory to God. Because every day is a blessing day. Glory. Hallelujah. I have this really cute story. You know, why do we try to do things ourselves? Why do we try to work and to toil and to try to gain things ourselves when we have the blessing ready for us to do it for us? Why are we doing that? Well, because sometimes we don't know any better. We don't know our benefits. And that's why the Word says, study this. Put this on your heart. Put this in your soul. Memorize this. So there was a young boy who went to a local store with his mother. The shop owner, a kindly man, passed him a large jar of suckers and invited him to help himself to a handful. The boy held back. His mom thought, that's strange for him to do. So the shop owner pulled out a handful for him. When outside, the boy's mother asked why he had suddenly been so shy and he wouldn't take a handful. The boy replied, because his hand is much bigger than mine. So he was just waiting it out. He was like, maybe he'll grab a handful for me because his hand was so much bigger than the boy's. So why are we, why are we trying to do this ourselves when we can only do this much and the God of this universe and this world... Hallelujah, has it ready for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's so much bigger than us. His ways are so much higher than our ways. Amen. Glory to God. So let's go back to Psalms 68:19. Amen. Glory, glory. So Lord, we are going to be stepping in. We are stepping into your benefits. Glory. Hallelujah. Psalm 68:19. This is mainly our main text this morning, and we just need to get it ground into us. So as you go throughout this week, you're going to see it. He daily loads us with benefits. He daily wants to bless us, and you're going to be seeing it all around you. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. And that word Selah, right at the end of that, means let's stop and think about that. Let's stop and think about that. Wow. Blessed be the Lord, who daily, so good, Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, with advantages, with favors, with blessing, even the God of our salvation. Think about that. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a scripture in Isaiah, I didn't write it down, but the Holy Spirit just prompted me of that. Concerning salvation is when God created Adam, he breathed into it life. But to redeem man, for salvation to take place, in Isaiah it talks about he uses his strong arm to pull us. So a breath so faint can bring to life, but to redeem us, to bring us back into the relationship with God, with communication, with relationship with him, it took his arm. It took his arm to get us to that point. Hallelujah. So you can kind of see the strength that was behind that. Amen. Amen. All right, now this is the point that I wanted to get to in this message. Let's go back over to Genesis 12:2. Hallelujah, God is good. Amen. Genesis 12:2. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you with abundant increase of favors, and make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing, dispensing goods to others. This is, again, not just a maybe if you have time kind of situation. This is a command from the Lord. This was part of the blessing that God put on Abraham. This is a portion that we cannot leave out. And this is saying, you will be a blessing. So I will be a blessing. You will be a blessing. Abraham was a blessing. You will be a blessing, dispensing goods to others. Hallelujah. And it's really nice, and it's a feel-good message of, oh, yes, the blessings of the Lord are coming on me, and hallelujah, going in, going out, everything else. Glory to God. But there is a point when we need to be thinking daily of how we can be a blessing to others. It is part of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This morning, I got these beautiful flowers from a sister in the Lord. And she didn't even know what I was speaking on, but hallelujah. She just went, I thought it was her birthday. I was like, she passed by me and she had the big bunch of flowers. I'm like, oh, it's her birthday or something. That's so sweet. And then I saw them back there in the office and I'm like, oh, and she just said, I just wanted to bless you. I'm like, hallelujah. Every day a blessing day. Glory to God. So hallelujah. Glory. That was a blessing. So yes, but we need to be thinking, who can I bless today? What can I do for somebody today? Who can I call to just, or who can I text just to say, no, you have a great day. I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for you. When we're at the gas station, can we look somebody in the eye and just say, thank you for that. You have a great day. Can we be a little bit more intentional of trying to bless somebody? When we know that somebody's a little bit short in the month, can we just say, hey, let's, you know, maybe I can go help you get some groceries or whatever needs to happen. When we see those things, we need to be a blessing. We are commanded to be a blessing to others. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go to Philippians 2:3. Hallelujah. So as we think every day a blessing day, it's not just for us. Let's try to flip that in our head now. It's not just for us. This is every day I'm going to be a blessing to someone else today. Hallelujah. Philippians 2:3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Lowliness of mind. In this day and age that we live, sometimes we think of that of somehow we need to think low of ourself, or I think that's lost in translation a little bit of what they were trying to get through is let's not think too highly of ourselves. There is a point when we need to step down and step back a little bit and say, you know what, I'm going to humble myself, and if I need to do something for somebody else, I will. So in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Hallelujah. And then Luke 6:31. I know it's lots of scriptures. It's good. Let's go to Luke 6:31 real quick, because this is the most important part. And this is the part that the world really tries to flip around. The world is really trying to distort what the Bible says about this. Luke 6:31, do to others as you would have them do to you. Okay, there was one time I was having a conversation with somebody, and it was one of those things, like once somebody finds out you're a Christian, they try to get like super spiritual, and they try to say scriptures, and they're getting all messed up, and then, you know, and it's kind of nice, but hey, the door's open, and you can minister to them, and you can use that. But there was this one time that they had said, do to others as they do to you. No, you almost there, but not quite there. It actually makes it total opposite of what the scripture is supposed to be. So do to others as you would have them do to you. Do unto others as you want them to do to you. Right? And that's hard. That is hard sometimes, because after a while, when that special coworker keeps on doing whatever, that you're like, why is... you just want to do something back, because that's what our flesh wants to do. That's what our human nature wants to do. But we've been redeemed from that, right? We don't have to fall into that. We don't have to give in to what Satan's trying to say. Hey, if you just do that back to them, then they'll know, and then they'll see it your way. No, that's a lie. That's not how it works. So, and this is a scripture that the world loves to flip around. And the world loves to say, hey, think about yourself first. You think about yourself first and everybody after, and everything will be okay. That gets you on the crazy train quick. That gets you on the crazy train really quick. Okay? And you can tell by how the world is right now and how we need to be. And that is opposite of what the Bible is saying, that we need to esteem others better than ourselves. Okay? There is a balance to life. I get that. But we do need to be thinking about other people. And getting that back in the correct perspective. Amen. Hallelujah. So on Wednesday night, Ricky told a story of a lady that she just wanted to bless somebody. She was just looking how she can help somebody and bless somebody. So she decided, you know what, there's this, these people that needed some help, so she decided she was going to start cleaning some houses for these people just to help them. Well, after a couple times and building relationship with these people, she would invite them to church. Great opportunity. So there was this one point where this minister stopped by and was starting to talk to this pastor of this church, and he had asked about how this lady was doing. And he said, she's doing great. She has brought more people into the house of the Lord than anybody else combined. So that's what it's all about. If we can be a blessing, if we can be a blessing and an influence and help to someone else, what a great opportunity. Because now you've built that relationship with them. They trust you. And then you could say, hey, you know, I go to church. Hey, they're having this special meeting. Or hey, they're having this Bible study. Or hey, you know, if you want to meet some more friends, we're doing this this ladies group. Why don't you come to our potluck? Whatever it may be. There are people that are lonely and that don't have any friends out there. They think they're the only people that they talk to are the people that they work with and the family that they don't really even like. Okay? So they need to see the love and the mercy and the forgiveness of God. And you have that for them. You have the solution. His name is Jesus. Glory to God. So every day a blessing day. Every day a blessing day. How can we be a blessing to someone today? How can we be a blessing? Let's think of that. As we go through this week, as we leave these doors, how can we be a blessing? And the Holy Spirit will help us, and He will show us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, thank You that You daily load us with benefits. Lord, that we know what those benefits are, that we walk in those things. I thank You, Father God, that we study Your word. We need to know Your character because You are a good Father. When someone says something else different to that, we know that is a lie because we know we have a relationship with You. We know You because we read Your word. We spend time in Your presence. Glory to God. So as all the heads are bowed and the eyes are closed, I just want to ask you, maybe you're not here. Maybe you find yourself that you are not seeing these benefits, that you are not seeing blessing day every day. How could she say that? Because that's not happening in my life. I want to introduce you to Jesus Christ, that is the anointed one that can redeem you and change it all around and activate this blessing in your life. If that is you, we are here for you. And I can introduce you to Jesus this morning. If that is you, just raise your hand. And we have a team that can meet you. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You. Yes. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank You that You see these hearts this morning. I thank You, Father God, that this was a word from Your throne this morning for this congregation in Bullhead City, Arizona. Lord, that as we walk out of this place, that we have the blessing upon us and that we seek out someone to be able to bless each and every day. And I thank You, Lord, that when blessings come to us, that we will recognize them as You. You in our life, You working in our life. In Jesus' mighty name, we give You all the glory. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, There is food available if you want to support the donations. And if you want to support the youth and the kids for all of that, you can do that and take it home with you. Have some fellowship and glory to God. You are dismissed. Have